Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I am now joined by the great Jason Benetti on Radio Row in Houston, Final Four. Jason, of course, the TV voice of the Chicago White Sox. You hear him do plenty of college play-by-play. And where should we start, White Sox or college basketball, Jason? Which route? You know what? Actually, I want to start with this because I would trust your opinion on this. The new rules in baseball. Saw one infraction so far with Marcus Stroman at Wrigley. As record this, as opening day continues. Just your overall thoughts on the pitch clock, because it's an adjustment for the players, of course, for the fans, for broadcasters, too. What was your initial reaction to some of these new rules put in place for baseball?
When I saw Major League Baseball's rollout of the clock and the slideshow that they had about it, and they had a side-by-side of Blake Parker, who has all these like machinations, and he's got all these like hand motions and things like that. And we'd seen him in the majors with Cleveland, and then he went down to the minors, and they showed an at-bat that was pretty similar from the minors to the majors, and it cut out like 2 minutes of an at-bat, and he still got everything in. I was completely sold. And from hearing from people in the minors about how different the game is, and then from watching games on like YouTube from the 80s and 90s, you realize this is the speed of the game from before. So now we're just getting back to that with an artificial impetus. I'm all for it.
I'm with you. I love it because I think it just eliminates some of the inefficiencies of the game. It's not like we're changing, the integrity of baseball. I understand it's a game that has existed without a clock. But we're eliminating the step out of the batter's box, adjust the gloves. We're eliminating the pitcher catch the ball, walk around the mound, think about what they're going to have for dinner while we all just kind of sit around and wait. They're eliminating that stuff. And it just became too regular and commonplace in baseball. And look, the players were allowed to do it. It became routine for them to step out of the box and adjust the gloves, adjust the belt, do whatever they were going to do. It doesn't change the game much other than make it more efficient.
I agree, and it's not efficiency at the expense of curiosity either, because we're still going to have shots of the crowd. You can still go people watch of the game. I mean, you just maybe you eat your nachos faster. I don't know, but I am happy they are doing it in concert with other changes to the game too, because number one, you can still score 9 in the 9th and win, right? It's still timeless. It just has a clock for it, the motions. And then number two, the stolen base stuff, I think, is going to increase. I think we're clearly going to see that with the pitcher disengagements. I don't think it's as much about the size of the bases, but I think it's for the pitcher disengagements. We're going to see all 30 teams decide on how valuable stolen bases are in a different way than they used to. And that's good. Like, force teams to change their mental values.
And I, you know, Theo talked about this quite a bit a couple of years ago, just getting the players back in action, get their athleticism back on full display. We keep hearing about that. I just like that baseball's trying something and trying to do something to benefit the game. And I think at times it can get blown out of proportion a little bit when people talk about bringing fun back and the game's not as fun. And there was something to that. I think the popularity of the game is still massive. But I'm just happy that baseball said, okay, let's do something to continue to keep fans engaged and make the whole process a little bit better.
I agree with you completely. And baseball does get criticized roundly sometimes and properly sometimes for not moving forward with things. I think baseball has done a bang-up job. And I've been critical in the past of rules that don't exist or should have existed or whatever. I think they've done an amazing job at rolling this out, making it understandable for the fans. I mean, they got like Bryan Cranston doing spots, which is awesome. Like Walter
Sebastian Maniscalco is doing some stuff.
Tim Anderson and Blake Snell, like Buck Showalter and Vogelback talking about stealing bases. They're having fun. I really appreciate that baseball's done this, and I think they should get credit for it.
All right, let's talk just a little bit of college hoops. Brad Underwood stopped by. You've called plenty of college basketball games this season. The Big Ten, 8 teams, only one made it past the second round. I asked Brad flat out, is Big Ten, and he's a head coach in the Big Ten. But look, it's a one-and-done tournament. Yeah. Right? I mean, this, it might not be the fairest format, but it's the most fun format, I think. Purdue goes down after a tremendous season. It doesn't, in my opinion, completely diminish what they were able to accomplish in the regular season. And same goes for a lot of these Big Ten teams that maybe didn't make a deep run in the tournament. I do believe it is the best conference in the tournament. You see a lot of college basketball. What would be your perspective on, I don't even necessarily want to call it the Big Ten struggles in the tournament, because they still had eight teams in the final bracket. So I guess what's your perspective on the Big Ten and so much talk about, is it the best? Did they beat each other up too much in the regular season?
Yeah, I think all of it can get overblown, but I also think you can't ignore the lack of a title since that Michigan State team in 2000, right? It's both. It's you get a couple bounces here and there, you probably have a team. But then there are other leagues that aren't saying that. So you're in this middle ground of, do we think this about the league on the whole? How much of a probability crapshoot is it? I think if Big Ten coaches all got polled, I think the one thing they would say they're shorter on than maybe the Big 12 or the SEC is a little bit of athleticism. I think it's a little bit more of a grinded-out game still. In the Big Ten, watching Big Ten, Big East almost exclusively this year in person, you can argue that. And I've heard rumblings of that. But I also don't know that you have to make a massive change, because it does depend on the draw, right? I'm kind of in the middle on that. I don't think they need to completely overhaul it, because I think the Big Ten regular season matters so much to so many people, and the style of play is really important to keep regional. But I also think you need to have some success in the tournament at some point, or else people are going to have conversations that force you into it.
Last question, a little White Sox stuff. I'm kind of with this team where I'm at. Stay healthy. Let's get a full season in with the core guys. Let's see what Tim and Johan and Eloy and Luis can do in a full season. Stay healthy. Rick Hahn talked about it. Also some encouraging news on Liam Hendricks as well. It's a team that I would say is probably the most talented in the division. I think it's the most talented in the division. Doesn't necessarily make you the best team in the division, which we've seen over the past, what we saw last year. Can we get a quick Jason Benetti preview, what you want to see from the 2023 White Sox, besides winning games, obviously?
Yeah, it's interesting. The range of possible outcomes yes. seems very wide yes. for this team. I mean, Zips projections this morning on FanGraphs had 77 wins. Joe Sheehan has 89 wins. That is a wide spectrum. And it comes down to what you said off the top of your question, is health. Because I think there are other teams that are deeper in terms of minor league farm system talent than the White Sox in the division. But I think full strength, full go, I would take the Sox in the AL Central. Question is, who's going to be full go? And nobody, I was just looking through all the rosters the other day, everybody's got some key piece on their IL already. And for the Sox, it's Liam Hendricks and Garrett Crochet in the bullpen. I would say I do think this team is going to be more fun to watch for the right reasons this year. More intriguing to watch for the right reasons. Not like hate watching, right? Not like they're going to turn the corner and they don't. Because I think fans felt like that last year. And I don't blame anybody for feeling like that. I just think they're going to be more fun to watch this year.
Yeah, and look, they finished, what, 500 last year, 81 and 81, and a lot of things went bad last year, and they were 500. So, and, you know, just the little things, the base running, the defense, that's the stuff I really want to see them clean up. But I'm with you. I really just don't know what to fully expect out of this White Sox team. I think it could go a lot of different ways. But we will be listening to you and Steve Stone in the broadcast booth. You guys are always so much fun. I love listening to you guys. You do a great job, Jason.
Thank you. I kind of just want it to be May. I want to see this team for a month.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I am with the group.
I think we'll have a better feel, you know, a full 4 weeks or so into the season. And just more fun from the White Sox. Last year, just everything felt like a chore, kind of. I don't know.
Challenging.
It would be challenging.
That's a good way to put it. That's Jason Benetti from Radio Row at the Final Four. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Kevin.